hope your day is full of kiwi. Is the plural of kiwi kiwi? Kaiwai. That's Kim Congdon from off screen of this intro. Guys, I hope your day is full of kiwi and bananas and pineapple and pomegranates, peaches, nectarines, mangoes, coconuts. Let's throw in tomatoes because hate to be this bitch, but everyone knows a tomato's a fruit. Guys, we have an amazing episode for you this week with Kimberly Congdon. But before we get into this week's episode, there's just one thing I want to tell you about, and that's Oh Yeah socks. Oh yeah. Look down at your feet right now. Are your feet exposed? If they are, put them away. No one should be seeing those feet unless they're paying to see those feet. Head to ohyah.com. That's 3 O's H-Y-E-A-H.com. Discount code Sarah10 for 10% off all socks. And they have so many amazing different designs to choose from. And you're always going to need socks. And what better way than to support the show while getting a pair of fun socks? They make great gifts. They have alien socks. They have Mr. Rogers socks, Bob Ross socks, whatever you're into, there's a sock for you. Cats, dogs, you name it, hamburgers, whatever you're into. Buy some socks. Oh yeah, Sarah 10. All right, guys, I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Kimberly Congdon. Here it is, guys. Also, if you're enjoying the podcast, leave a review, please, please. All right, here's this week's episode.
And concussed. That's my new
excuse. Mm-hmm. I'm high and concussed. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinchank, and today's guest is Kim Congdon.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, it's true. It's me, Thicky Kimmy, in the house. You know, I'd be coming through on Shanked. I'd be taking over the intro. It's me, Thicky Kimmy. I missed you guys. You guys are my babies, my lovers, my homies. I miss you guys.
She's excited to be here. She's concussed.
Fresh off a concussion.
Should we talk about your concussion?
Yeah, y'all can call me Kimcussion.
Kimcussion is so funny. Kimcussion?
Yeah.
Kimcussion is in the building. What was it like getting a concussion?
Well, it was scary. It's currently scary still.
Yeah. Well, the way that you explained it to me was like I saw a ring of light and
Listen, if I was on drugs, it would have been a really cool visual. That's what I'd have been saying. But
no.
It looked like,
it's like your hard drive crashed.
Have you ever seen those stickers that people put on their windows that is like iridescent?
Yes.
It looked like that. Like, that's what my vision started doing. And I thought at first, because it happened while I was driving after I was done training. Well, I guess I should say I got hit in the head training.
Okay.
I didn't think it was that hard when it happened. I do remember being hit one time. Like,
by closer, a guy.
Yeah. A little closer to the back of my head than normal.
Okay.
Pretty, like, I would say medium strength from a man.
Okay.
Which is, I would say, a girl's hard.
Right, right. Let's be realistic here about what we're dealing with.
If we're doing the math.
We're doing the male-female strength game.
Yeah.
So it would be like if a tough bitch hit you in the head hard.
Yeah.
And then, did you fall to the ground?
No, I kept fighting for another hour.
That's insane.
Like, I got hit, but the thing is, and I should have realized it, I didn't feel it. And it was like pretty, I would say it was medium hard range.
Okay.
It was like a pretty good hit, but I didn't feel it at all. So I just kept going.
Okay.
And this is the only reason I think that was the hit that gave me a concussion is because I remember thinking, oh, damn, if I could take that, I could take almost any hit in a fight.
No.
And I should have known it was too hard then.
No.
Because I was like, yeah, I was like, if I'm good now.
Okay, so when did it start going south? When you got into the car?
When I got into the car. After class, I smoked a joint.
Okay, so do you think that had anything to do with it?
Yeah, I think that. You're
probably not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It kick-started it.
It jump-started. Mm-hmm. It jump-started the concussion. Kimcussion.
The concussion.
And
then I got in the car, I started driving, and then as I was, I probably got 3 minutes away from the gym, not even, a minute away from the gym, and I thought that someone put a sticker on my windshield.
That's, I was, wild. Yeah. Because you were seeing rainbows.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, did someone put like a filter? And then I went to go turn around, and when I turned, it moved with me.
No.
Into the next window. And no. I went, oh shit, that's my vision. And no. As soon as I thought that, it started getting like bigger.
No.
Like sort of taking over my vision. And I was like, am I about to pass out? And I'm on Sunset.
No. Driving?
Yeah, driving.
No.
So I have like a little bit of vision. Yeah. I was like, I think I can make it a minute. So I just turned around and I drove back to the gym.
Okay.
And then I walked inside and I saw the two guys that I just smoked with. And I was like, something's wrong with my vision. And they're like, what? And they kind of thought that I was too high.
Okay.
And like, it was really hard to explain. Like, no, I get high all the time.
You're like, I'm high all the time. This has never happened before.
Yeah.
Right.
They're like, it's good weed. It's fine. And I'm like, no, you guys don't understand. It's the weed's not the problem.
Right.
I promise you. I was like, there right now, I was like, I'm seeing something. It sounded so crazy.
Right.
And then my eyes started watering because I'm like, am I going blind?
No.
Yeah. I was like, what's happening? So then I was like, am I dying? And they're like, you're not dying. Go lay down and rest. And then when I laid down, my coach came up to me and he was like, ask me questions and stuff. And I was fine. Like I could answer them. But then I got a really bad headache. Like okay. A throbbing headache.
Okay.
And then I waited like an hour, drank some water, and then I drove home, which I probably shouldn't have.
Okay.
And then I came home. I was super tired. And then just for the last two or three days. Well, then that night I was just really tired the whole day.
But you're not supposed to sleep.
I didn't sleep for half the day. And then I went out at night to not sleep.
Yeah.
Which was... You're supposed to also rest, but not sleep.
Right.
It's crazy.
Which is also so annoying because
they're like, no TVs, like, no phones, rest, but don't fall asleep. I'm like, just keep my eyes open while feeling tired in a dark room.
That's impossible.
That's a challenge.
And also because doesn't your brain want to just like go to bed after a concussion?
Yeah.
So you're like fighting the urge to sleep, yeah. Which is like the most annoying urge to fight.
Yeah. And it's really annoying. And, yeah.
Did you ever fall asleep in class and then you can, like, feel your head, like dozing off and you, like, try to pull it back up? Yeah.
Sometimes I, like, I'm trying to stay up while watching, like, TVs or movies with people.
You fall asleep?
And I fall asleep and the whole time I'm fighting the sleep so hard. Like, for some reason in my head, these people aren't going to stop being my friend if I don't finish this movie with them. Like,
what is that?
Do you feel that
too? I feel that way too. I'm like, if I don't watch every moment of this movie, because to me, I like movies, but I'm not like a fucking movie junkie. You know how like there's some people who are like...
Some people love movies.
And they can reference them and they're like, yeah, you remember that? Like the actor in blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw Private Ryan or whatever, Saving Private Ryan. Like I haven't seen The Shawshank Redemption.
Right. No, same.
So.
You haven't seen Saving Private Ryan?
No.
It's pretty good.
It is?
Yeah.
But so that's what I mean. So then I always feel like the other party cares more about finishing the movie.
Yeah.
And that like almost they're going to want to reference it later or talk about it.
Yeah.
And I check in and out of paying attention.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. I fall asleep every movie. There's if we start a movie after 7 p.m.
Right.
I'm going to sleep. I don't know what to tell you. I'm getting as cozy as I can. I'm going to shower. I'm going to put on my comfiest outfit. I'm going to cozy up. I'm going to lay on this comfy couch and I'm going to take a nap while you watch a movie. And people just need to accept that. I'm tired of feeling guilty.
People get weird about movie etiquette too. People
are so mean about movie etiquette.
Like, do you mind keeping it down? We're trying to watch a film.
No. Like, well, that I get.
I'm like talking the whole way through it.
No, you talk during movies.
I have a hard time sitting still for an extended period of time.
You have ADD?
Oh, yeah.
There, a guy almost fell on a skateboard in front of us. Did you see that?
Yep. Yeah, I just feel like people are so weird about the way that they want to watch movies and in the protocol for it all, too. Like, I remember going to movies with my dad, and every time he'd fall asleep and snore, and it'd be so embarrassing for everyone around us.
He'd fall asleep in the theater?
Snore.
In the
start
theater.
Start snoring.
Well, you'd have to wake him up. You wouldn't wake him up?
My mom would. But, like,
it's just also a tired
like
dad.
When you have to pee during a movie and yeah. then you have to walk by everyone.
Oh, it's so annoying.
I always feel like I have to ration out my trips to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have to pee a lot.
You pee a lot.
So it's like if I had.
Sarah has a bladder the size of a fucking dime.
I do. I and it's like God. Full of like Diet Coke and coffee at all times. Just like.
Gross.
So, yeah. The situation over here. So it's like. Yeah, I have to pee all the time. And then when you have to disrupt everyone's experience.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
When you're like, sorry, and my big thighs, like, against a stranger's leg and, like, yeah. the seat.
The
and I'm like,
theaters
excuse
are,
me.
Are a lot. Like, a packed movie theater is a lot. Also, they're scary now.
Why?
Sorry, mass shooters have ruined movie theaters for me.
Well, ever since the Batman guy.
Yeah.
That fucking whack job with the orange hair. He ruined orange hair. He ruined and Batman for
and
me.
And no eyelids. His eyes were
no
like
eyelids?
This. Remember?
Yeah. He had the look
why
of
do,
an insane person.
Why do a lot of murderers, their eyes do that?
Bug out of their heads?
Yeah.
Because they have a secret and even their eyes want to tell.
Why do murderers have crazy eyes? I just have a Hinge notification. That's it.
What?
I don't know. I guess it does say that a lot of them do have like crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes?
Yeah.
Because they're fucking sociopathic. But do you think that because if you were lying and a murderer, it would be hard to look someone else in the eyes.
If you're what?
A lying murderer.
A lying murderer.
Unless you were a sociopath. I don't know.
I've met a sociopath.
You have? Yeah,
have
you
so
dated
have you.
One?
No, we both know a sociopath.
We do?
Yeah.
Who? I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I know him.
I can't whisper it to you in the
I
mic.
Know. I can't.
You know her.
Oh, it's a. Oh, yeah. We know a sociopath. Someone who interprets things to the beat of their own drum. What do you mean? What, are we talking about
Whoa.
The same sociopath?
Do we know two sociopaths?
We know multiple.
We know
we're
a
in
lot
comedy.
Of, yeah, we know a lot.
We know every other person we know is a sociopath or a psychopath.
Yeah.
Some type of path.
Some, they're taking it, they're on their own path, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, we know, I mean, are we thinking of the same person?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, can you tell your editor to look out for my nipple?
Hey, look out for Kim's nipple. Wait, what do you mean? You think it's just going to hop out?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's going to jump gonna be, ship?
Yeah.
She thinks her nipple's just going to fly out of her shirt, but it seems like it's pretty in there.
Okay, good. You know, do you ever have those outfits where they feel out?
Well, I have so many outfits where the whole time I'm like, is this how this is supposed to look? You know when you start looking at yourself and you're like, when you overanalyze yourself and then you're like, you like break yourself apart. Do you ever do that? When I'm like, are my eyelashes clumped together? And then I can like focus in on that and like
yeah.
trip out about it, especially if I'm stoned.
No, I try to avoid looking at myself at all costs.
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah. I try. I
but
avoid.
Then I'm like, well, imagine being like an ugly person and you gotta look in the mirror.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
listen, I avoid myself so I avoid the mirror so often that I convince myself I'm much more monstrous
than you are.
Than
that's
I am.
How I am
and
too.
And then when I look in the mirror, I go, "Oh, okay," because I just don't look for a long time.
That's how I feel about photos too.
Yeah.
Do you do that,
dude? I hate taking pictures.
But I feel like what is that? Because it's like we have picked a job where we have to be presenting ourselves publicly,
right?
But we don't like pictures and we don't like watching ourselves.
Nope.
What is that? Why?
I don't like
is that just like
to myself,
a human?
I don't like
is
pictures.
That just like an innate human thing?
I don't like
thing?
Watching myself. I don't like.
But you would think that it would get easier.
Yeah.
I feel like I just get desensitized. Like I'm just like, oh, okay.
No, I can't do it.
You can't?
Mm-mm. I don't get it.
What? Like how you can get up in a room full of people and start talking, but then you don't want to look at yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I feel that way too.
I know.
And even like just like listening to yourself, and it's like you have to do it so you know if you're getting better or not getting better.
I don't
it just
do it.
You don't.
Mm-mm.
I know, but the times that you do it, it makes such a big difference.
I know. Because
you can be like, I need to stop doing
People
that.
People have been telling me to do it for like 8 years.
Ugh. It's hard.
It's really hard.
But that's weird.
I can't do
that's
it.
That's weird. And it's like
I don't even expect
other people to listen to us, but we can't even listen to us.
My shit, if I have something come out on TV, I don't watch it.
Yeah, I've never, I had one thing and I didn't watch it.
No, you can't.
Because you're like, honey, it's over now. I can't go back and take any of that back. I can't go back and get the eyelash off my face that's there. I can't go backwards and get lip injections before this because it's already been released. And then I'm always like, I could see myself transforming into like a full-on like plastic creature. And then the old photos would be emerged and people are like, how is this the same person? Like Courtney Cox style.
Don't do that.
I'm just kidding.
Don't go Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox is a bad bitch. That's my take on Courtney Cox.
Okay.
Would you date a guy who got face injections?
No.
Would that be a deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
What if he was hot? This bitch getting phone calls on the pod. Let's see. Who is it?
It's Moses.
Oh. We have some questions, Moses.
Yeah, we have some questions. We're going to have to call you later.
We're going to have to. We're going to have to call you.
We're going to have to call you with the gossip tea.
We have tea to discuss. We have tea to spill.
Brian Moses is one of our oldest friends.
He's so fun to hang out with.
The best.
He's always in a good mood. He always is down to smoke a blunt.
Always. Always down to get lunch. Always down to smoke a blunt.
Always down.
Always down.
He's down. What were we talking about 1 second ago? Oh, a guy getting face injections.
Yes, I wouldn't do it. I can't. I don't want that.
Do you think? Yeah, it would be weird.
Mm-hmm.
If he's like looking in the mirror, he's like, I have lines.
No, I can't. My guy needs to age gracefully even if I'm getting face injections.
Right.
No, he can't. I want like a guy
manly.
With like calluses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want a guy with a cauliflower ear and calluses.
Yeah, is that too
much? I'm like, I want a man with a sweater vest.
The way that Sarah and I have wildly different tastes.
It's night and day. Yeah. She was pulled out her Tinder and I was looking over her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And we have completely different taste. For sure.
Yeah.
Which is good. You know?
Yeah.
Because now if I see someone in the wild that I think you could like,
mm-hmm.
I can send them your way.
Yeah.
What do you think about dating someone who's religious?
Are they putting it on me?
At first, no.
Then no.
And then suddenly.
Then suddenly, yeah.
And suddenly, they're like, all of a sudden, they're like.
I've never had that issue.
I gotta pray to Allah.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I told you. I started dating this guy. He's like, I'm kind of Muslim. And then all of a sudden, he was super Muslim. And then he was going to the mosque while we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And he kept being like, I'm like, wait, it would be different if you opened with, I go to the mosque.
Right.
During Ramadan, always versus
What's
like
Ramadan every
it's
week.
It's when you fast for like a month. I think
but
it's
when,
a month.
How often is it?
It's like once a year.
Okay,
but you have to fast for like weeks.
You don't eat anything
all day until night.
Okay, and then at night you can eat a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like you starve yourself and then you binge. Also, I'm probably pissing off like the Muslim community right now. This is probably not even right.
This is what's gonna get you canceled.
This is what's gonna get me canceled. Yeah, no. And so, but it's weird because it's like, I don't really care if someone else has their
own. Good for your diet. I mean, it seems like it would make you skinny.
It's like intermittent fasting.
Fasting's really good for you.
But
I have heard that like, fasting's like really good for you.
Why? Because I don't like the feeling of my body eating itself.
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm losing weight.
To me, there's nothing worse than being hungry.
No, I hate being hungry and I love
and feeling
food.
Faint.
I love feeling full.
You love feeling full? I don't love feeling full.
No, I don't love feeling full. I love getting there though.
But yeah.
I love
yeah.
the journey.
But then I hate the feeling after I'm full.
Yeah.
Because there's like this low key, like weird shame that comes with it. And you're like, I may have overdone it. Yeah. I'm tired.
But for me, once I feel like I'm full, then I keep eating.
You do?
Yeah, I'm a binger.
When I was a kid, I would be like that a lot.
Yeah.
And I would be like, I'm not full at all. I'll have that burrito.
No, I'll be like, I'm full. I want one more thing, though. I like flavors.
Flavors are great. I mean, okay, let's... What are your favorite flavors? Let's talk flavors.
I love raspberry.
I wasn't expecting that to be, like, the first one you said.
Really?
Yeah. Raspberry? Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to be, like, barbecue or, like...
Oh, I do love barbecue.
Like a Chipotle energy or, like, a... Oh. But you went in like a sweet direction.
Hey, I thought
for some
sweets.
Reason you were going to go savory.
No, I love sweets. That's my issue.
Okay, so what are your top?
Let's chocolate.
Chocolate and then what? Do people still like, do you remember like in the 90s people would bring like the dessert tray? There used to be restaurants where they would bring like a dessert tray and they would like have all of the
options. Oh, yeah.
The options. You pick the one you want. Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, I miss that.
I would like to go somewhere where they bring out a tray of options. Yeah. Then you can, like, size up.
I love a creme brulee.
I tried to make creme brulee, and it was hard. And you need a torch.
Yeah, you know my friend Lydia?
Yeah.
She made me one time a lavender creme brulee, and it was the best thing I'd ever tried in my entire life.
Can you get the recipe?
Yes.
A lavender creme brulee.
When
you start bruleeing shit, that's when people start taking you seriously.
Yeah.
I tried to brulee.
You're no joke in the kitchen if you're in a brulee.
Yeah. I tried to brulee for an ex and it didn't go well. Mm. We referenced it all
chocolate
the time.
Chocolate mousse?
Mm.
I love it.
I like a fudge.
My uncle made it the best chocolate mousse.
You know what? I feel like a fudge chunk.
Fudge is delicious.
Like fudge is like a... I'm free. I'm a free woman if I'm eating fudge.
You know,
it's like, I wish I could be that bold.
What's your favorite kind of cake?
I like a coconut. Okay, this is so weird, but I just had it yesterday. It was like a really good coconut cake.
That's your favorite.
It was the way that it was fucking made, Kim. Yes. The taste.
It was the best cake you've ever had.
Yes. And then I found out because I had it
yesterday. You had the best cake you've ever had.
Yes. At my friend's baby shower.
Oh, wow.
She had a baby shower and she's like, I have this cake. And everyone started talking about how it's this cake that Tom Cruise likes. And he sends people this coconut cake.
Oh, I think, you know what? Emily had that cake.
Did you like it?
Over the Tom Cruise cake. I don't know.
There's like a Tom Cruise coconut cake that people are talking about. And I had the Tom Cruise coconut cake. And like, I hate to affiliate myself with Tom Cruise in regards to desserts because he is a Scientologist.
Yeah.
So it feels weird to be in alignment with him over desserts.
No, it's okay. You can like the same cake as a Scientologist.
Can I?
Yeah.
Does that make me a Scientologist?
No. It makes you a cake eater. Cake enjoyer.
I don't understand how Scientology even exists. Like Wait, hold on. What?
We can't get over the fact that I just brought up cake and you casually said you had...
The Tom Cruise cake?
You had the best cake of your life just yesterday.
I think
I
it's
have
like
a hard time believing it.
Why?
For your birthday, you want that cake every year?
Yes.
Really?
That's how I feel about it. Wow. If I could know for sure I could have it every year, yeah. We got to get the Tom Cruise coconut cake and eat it.
Yeah, we should do a video doing that.
Should we start doing food reviews?
Yes.
This bitch, I come over today. She's like, you want to do a twin and me TikTok? What is that about?
That's the viral TikTok. My twin and them. Go best friend.
It's like we're the oldest people doing the twin and me challenge.
We're the oldest. But no, these motherfuckers but the are making people, money.
The other people who are doing it are like toothless women in Oklahoma who people are making fun of.
No.
And then it's you and me. Struggling.
That's not true. So funny.
But before we started this podcast, you did try to give me like a talk about doing more TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok. People are making hella money on TikTok.
This bitch is out here trying to get me to find more revenue streams.
Yeah. Sorry, sis. Sorry for putting you onto the bag, honey.
I want to do a sound bath.
Me too. We should do a sound bath.
We're just going to film us doing a sound bath and eating a coconut cake.
Yeah. Sound bath and coconut cake. YouTube video number one.
What's your least favorite sex position?
least favorite. Mm-hmm. I don't like my legs being put over my head.
Really?
Yeah. I don't.
Why?
Because
it's like so much.
It's a lot.
It's so exposed.
It's like it just doesn't feel as good for me. That's it. Just purely off selfishness.
I also don't really like reverse cowgirl. No, like that's like, never really felt that great to me.
It doesn't feel good at
all. It's more like for the guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's also like why don't you want to look at me?
You just want to look at this ass?
I get that. That's fine.
Yeah, but also that's why I feel like it's more for them than it is for...
For sure. Both of those are.
Ugh.
The ones that are most for men, I like the least.
Which ones do you like the most? Do you like being on top?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. That's probably my favorite.
Yeah, because you want to be in control of the situation, or it's more likely you're going to have an orgasm if you're on top.
Both.
That makes sense.
I'm just like, but sometimes, yeah, but
let me just but you know, do this.
But it depends. It honestly depends on the guy, because if the guy is like really good in bed, I like it, anything. You know what I mean? If he knows what he's doing, he knows what he's doing. Most of the time I'm on top because I'm like, let me just do it.
That's something that I used to always do too.
Yeah.
And like them being on top to me was like almost more vulnerable than me being on top, because it felt like I have like no control if I'm not on top.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been interesting because I've been having sex with my boyfriend on top and me underneath and it's been good. But like it's weird how like indifferent you get in like a pattern.
Mm-hmm, totally.
You're like, this is our
the way we have sex.
Yeah. It's so weird.
So weird.
And then if you're like in your pattern of the way that you have sex and then something in that pattern changes, it feels so big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, even if just like you introduce something different, it's like, whoa, this is a different relationship now that we do this or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Relationships are so weird.
And also, like, a lot of times, like, the things that guys are into, they're not always the things that girls are into. It's just weird.
Right.
It's so weird, like, getting to know somebody sexually.
It makes no sense.
It literally makes no sense
that we're together.
Yeah.
Guys should be with guys and girls should be with girls.
Because it feels
we're
like...
We're so different. But it makes, but it then
with
it does
the balance.
Yeah, but then it does balance. Yeah.
I know. Do you think being a lesbian would be easier or harder?
I don't
or,
know.
Or depends
harder.
On. To me, it seems harder because it's like, okay, I feel like sexually it'd be scary at first for me.
Right.
Like the thought of eating another girl out is a no for me.
Right.
But then also like if I was really into the girl, maybe I could rise to the occasion. But I would hate to be like face with a pussy in my face and like about to eat it and then like bail.
Right.
Because there's nothing.
That's
once
so
your face is in there.
Yeah. It's like when you've strapped into the roller coaster and it already started.
Yeah.
You're like, well, it's already clicking.
Yeah. You're like, you can't be like, never mind.
Yeah. 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 It's a commitment.
It's the commitment.
You have to be sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a dude, you can be like, I'm not sucking your dick. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you're like, I don't want to hurt her feelings. It's so mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. It is. The world's fucked.
The world is fucked. What do you think about being in an open marriage? I've been to this podcast of this couple who recently decided to open their marriage, and it was actually really interesting and thought-provoking.
I've been leaning more towards an open relationship lately.
Why?
Because I don't know. Because it sounds better.
It sounds better, but is that just like a fear of actually committing to one person?
No, I feel like maybe that.
Or is it just
I've
a concept?
I've always hated committing to one person.
Right. But. Right. It's interesting.
And
it's a conversation that I was listening. I don't think I could handle having an open marriage.
And the only time
I'd be crazy
I was
ever,
as
fuck.
Like not okay with it was when I knew. Like someone was cheating and then I wanted that person back, which just means I like a person who's dating other people and I like to date other people.
You know what I mean? Yeah. No, I think for me personally, I would not like the feeling of, even if the, I don't think I could handle it. I think it would make me, but I have a friend and I was talking to her about it and she said she thinks it would be better because for her, it's the betrayal that's worse.
It's the betrayal that's bad. And the problem is it's like
when someone cheats.
Well, my problem is being in an open relationship. I feel like a guy would still lie for some reason. Like, I feel like they
that's
just like
a problem.
The thing is, I just think they like to lie.
But I also think that that's a problem because you can't just assume that they're a liar, and you can't just. And this couple that decided to open their relationship that I was listening to, they've been married for 9 years. They have 2 kids. Mm-hmm. The wife is like, I want to hook up with women. And the husband's like, go for it. So she has a girlfriend and she's married.
Right.
That's wild. Like that would take like a specific type of person in a specific type of relationship to do that. And I was listening to the podcast and it was really interesting because they were just saying that, you know, the concept of marriage is so outdated and this is like a way for them. They're like open about what they're doing and they all feel safe within their agreement.
Does he hook up with other people?
He has the option to, but he hasn't.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's hot. He's hot. Yeah.
See, it's like,
but I'm saying maybe it's just having the option. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, to be honest.
When you have the option.
Having the option does make it much less tempting.
Right. But also, like, I don't know. There's something to me about.
That's why you like people like that.
Is it old school to think that you could just be in a monogamous partnership? Like, married and have a family?
I think there are people that. There are men and women who both want that. That can
because I feel like I would like that.
Yeah.
Sounds just like it's just scary. Like getting into a relationship or like a partner. It is a long life. But and it also is like your relationship probably changes as time goes on.
That's true.
Like you might feel differently about being in an open marriage after you're 10 years into the marriage. Mm-hmm. You might be like, all right, well,
let's open her up.
Let's open this bitch up. Yeah.
Right.
It's just interesting because I just have been thinking about it all morning. That could I handle that? And I don't think I could.
I knew someone that was in an open marriage and then their wife fell in love with someone they were hooking up with and left them.
Yeah, that would be my nightmare.
So it's like.
But then it's also like I also want to believe, and this is like a hippie way of thinking and probably more evolved than I am, of like I don't want to feel like someone to feel like I'm dragging them into a relationship that they have to do and they have to only look at me, and like that's the worst feeling in the world when you feel like you're limiting somebody from having experiences dragging them into something that they don't want to be in. Mm-hmm. Like that's not love either.
Yeah, that's what feels bad for both of you.
Yeah, and that's what they were talking about too. Yeah. Of like, so it was just an interesting conversation. I don't know, it's also just like after surviving a pandemic with someone, imagine being married to someone for 10 years. You survive a pandemic. You guys are home every day together. You're like tutoring your children.
No.
If that doesn't get you to open up your marriage.
I feel like a lot of people got divorced. Isn't it crazy? Don't you think it's
crazy there was
when you're like
influx.
Looking at couples on Instagram and you've been watching them for years and then all of the sudden like you look at, you're like, I haven't looked at their Instagram in a while and then they're not together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a crazy feeling?
It is,
like, but what the fuck?
But it's
everyone's
also like
going through their own shit.
It's all, it's crazy. And the feeling of like getting back on a dating app after a relationship. Ugh. Or getting off of a dating app because you found someone. Mm-hmm. Of being like, okay, I don't need to be on this anymore. This was just like something I did to find someone. Now that I found someone, I don't have to be on that, which feels good.
Right.
But it's also just, I don't know. It shouldn't feel like sometimes being on a dating app, because I was on it for so long. I was on dating app for like 3 or 4 years straight all the time. And after a while, I just would stop responding to messages.
Isn't the worst when you get back on a dating app and you see the old people that
No, the worst is when you get on a dating app and then you're on another dating app and then you see the same crossover.
Yeah.
You're like, I already swiped no on this fucker on Raya. Now he's on Hinge too.
Yeah.
Can I get a break?
Yeah.
Or like, I also would, like, sometimes I'd match with someone on Raya, then I'd match with them on Hinge, then I wouldn't talk to them at all.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
What's going on?
It's also, there is, like, a certain amount of ego that happens in it of, like, do you ever feel like you, like, you think they're hot, and then you guys match, and you're like, eh. Yeah. You're like, they DM you, and you're just like, hmm. Because, like,
because they're hot, but, like, also, then you read their profile. Once you match, then you read their profile or something, and they're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, you were hot. We matched. I just want to see if we can match, then further investigate.
Yeah, then further investigate. And then sometimes, and they always, sometimes it's crazy how little of an interaction you need to have with someone before you realize it's a no.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally like, okay, I don't like the thing you messaged me or anything about you now that we've matched.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that also, that makes it seem like they're not even people when you're on a dating app. When you're just like swiping through them, it doesn't even seem like, sometimes it just seems like you're looking for, like, through a catalog.
Have you seen that?
A catalog. How old am I?
The dating.
It's like you're looking through a Sears catalog.
Catalog.
I'm like, someone was born in 87. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You have a brochure or a catalog? I could find out more about your business through.
Yeah, have you seen the Black Mirror episode with the dating apps?
No.
You gotta watch it.
What happened?
It's insane.
What happened?
Watch the episode, you'll see. I'm not gonna ruin it for you. It's, I forgot what it's called. Hang the DJ, I think it's called.
Hang the DJ is a song by Morrissey.
It's so good.
Really?
It's such a good episode.
Okay, I'll watch it. Is it the most recent season?
I think so. I don't know.
She doesn't know her Black Mirror season.
No, I just someone
just
put
find
it on
the
for
dating
me.
App, and by someone you mean Hormos.
Yeah, it was Hormos.
Every time you come back from Hormos' house, you're like, "Yeah, I was watching another episode of Black Mirror."
He's so funny because he's like the kind of person that's like, "Have you seen this episode? It's really good." I'm like, "No." He's like, "Oh, I'll put it on." And I'm like, "All right, here I go. We're watching a feature film now."
Right, right. But there's people like that.
Yeah.
There's people who love watching things.
Yeah, he loves watching things. But it's usually pretty good. We watched The Godfather. I did not love.
Have you? You didn't? I haven't seen it.
I'm good on it. It's
but like, fun. But then people get excited because they want you to enjoy it because they enjoy it. They're like, "You haven't seen Die Hard?"
Oh, my God.
Every man I've dated has been like, "You don't want to see Die Hard? It's like one of the best Christmas movies."
And now it's done. I'm done.
It's like, no, I don't want to watch fucking Die Hard.
No.
Put on Love Actually.
Yeah.
Get a fire going.
I want to see Elf, and that's it.
I want to see Elf with Will Ferrell. Well, you rub my feet.
It's one of the best movies ever made. I don't know what else to say.
It's just so weird how women and men innately like different things.
You know, I was recently dating a guy, and one of the things I hated about him is he'd always be like, "Do you want me to give you a massage?" And then I'd be like, "Yeah." He'd be like, "Come here." And then he'd rub my shoulders for like 45 seconds and then stop.
No.
And be like, and then cuddle with me, and I'd be like,
"Why'd you even offer?
Why?" I was like, "Bitch, I wanted 20 minutes for you to go warm up some coconut oil."
No, because let's just say the way you are with massages, don't offer her a massage unless you're willing to commit to at least an hour-long rub down. Because the way that you were in the Skank Fest green room that one time, there's like, okay, there was a masseuse in the green room at Skankfest for the comics. The way that Kim sat in the chair for over an hour.
I paid her a lot out of Lewis's pocket.
For over an hour. There's like a line of people. I look over. Kim's literally like eyes closed, like drooling.
I love being massaged.
I know. And then you also mentioned, you told me the way that you sold that massage, the one that you got recently. You said you had like one of the best massages.
Dude, I took Lockwood there.
Yeah, and?
He said it was the best massage he's ever had.
How much
had.
Is
it? Like $60 an hour.
Should we go?
I can't. I just went 2 days ago.
We need a massage budget.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you Venmo us for a massage for this episode?
We're tired. Yeah, I don't know. I think I also, it's so interesting because if the person you were married to came to you and said, "I want to open the marriage up," my initial reaction would be, "Fuck no."
I'd be like, "Let's close the marriage up, actually.
Let's lock this marriage up.
Let's turn it off."
Yeah.
Just be single. No, I would probably do it. I mean, I don't know. It depends on if I was really obsessed with my husband. If I didn't want to see anyone else and I wasn't feeling that way, I'd feel very hurt. But if I was agreeing, I'd be like, maybe that is what we need.
Yeah. But it's hard to know.
Yeah.
And it's different to think about it versus actually doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I could have a threesome if it wasn't with someone I was dating. If I was single, so then there was no like weirdness,
right?
Like jealousy,
right?
Because like it'd be fucked up if you have a threesome. It's like your man, and then he's like going down on another girl. Then you're upset. It's my nightmare.
Yeah. Can you imagine being a swinger?
No.
Just trading in the same room.
No, I remember. Okay, this guy who I dated from Portland wanted to be a swinger.
Someone that's listening right now is a swinger
for sure. Swingers be out here. And we're here for that, you know?
Swingers be swinging.
Swingers gonna swing.
Listen, swingers gonna swing.
It's like, but some people are into that.
Yeah.
And they get off from it. And it's like, great. If you guys want to just fuck everyone, then go for it. Like, who are we to stop you? But like, that wouldn't work for me.
Yeah.
It's like... And it's also like, okay, I dated this guy who kept being like, do you want to hook up with a firefighter and his wife? And I was like, no. I'm not into firefighters like you, obviously. He kept trying to push this firefighter.
No, he likes firefighters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, yeah, you want to hook up with a firefighter and his wife? And I was like, no. I don't have like a firefighter fetish.
Yeah, like you do.
Yeah, you have a fucking firefighter. He's like, let's just get drinks and we can see if we all connect. And instantly I was like, I feel uncomfortable. Like the
Did
thought
you go
of
get
like
drinks?
No.
Oh.
The thought of getting drink, I told him that I would and then I didn't.
Mm.
I was like, I don't want to meet this couple to potentially fuck.
No.
When you're not even fucking me.
No.
Why would I like you occasionally fuck me and now you want me to fuck you with another couple? That's
no,
crazy.
It's too much.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's entirely too much.
Yeah. I think though, it also would be different if you have kids too. Like an open marriage, if you have kids, would be a nightmare to me.
Who has time?
I'm like, my girlfriend
I
just
can't
left.
Keep my own apartment clean.
No, how do people have multiple kids?
A job.
Pay their bills. Do the laundry.
Go out and see friends.
Be mentally stable.
Listen, if you're a mom out there, you're a dad out there, you guys got kids, respect.
That's yes. Just
crazy.
Respect is right.
Oh my god, that shit seems so hard,
especially being a parent during the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean like I wake up and I'm like, god damn it, my own another load of my own laundry. It's like,
yeah, that's how I am. And around my house I have like a pile of clean clothes
and just like things,
and I'm
like my baseboards need to be clean, and I'm like, if I had kids they would never how would you even notice that?
And it also is weird when you go from having like a lot of time at home to now life is coming back sort of. So it's like, you're like, oh, I used to have all this time to just clean and like reflect. And now I'm like, oh, I have to be a functioning member of society again.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know. It's a lot.
Anyway. I think that's our episode, right?
Yeah.
You think we covered enough?
I think we covered enough.
We covered
plenty.
Open marriages.
Concussions.
Where can people find you?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at @KimberlyCongdon, on Instagram and TikTok at @KimCongdon. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1, CONG1. And then I have another podcast called Broad Topics. And that's on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you find podcasts. Check it out. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code topics.
TOPIX.
TOPIX.
Texas.
Yeah.
We're coming to you.
Before that, I'll be in New York the 21st through the 31st. And then we're going straight to Austin. We will be
Kill Tony
on the 1st. We will be on the Desquash show on the 3rd, I think.
4th.
On the 4th.
The 3rd, we're co-headlining at Creek and Cave in Austin.
There we go. The 4th, we'll be on the Death Squad show. Then
the
5th
through
the
7th,
we'll be at Skankfest South.
I'm so excited.
It
feels like it was like so far away, but now that when we're talking about it, it's going to be the best.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
It's the most fun weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I might crowd surf.
Hell yeah.
My crowd surf.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's fun if I'm bringing pants to crowd surf. That's not really my energy.
No, it's not.
At all.
No.
Subscribe to this podcast. New episodes every Wednesday. Check out Kim's other podcast, Broad Topics. Make sure to follow us because we're getting ready to release our new podcast, Thicky, Kimmy, and Shank. Available soon where all podcasts are. So look out for more info on that. Okay, bye.
Thanks.